So actually, here's a question from the chat room. Adam A. is asking, what do you find to be the most common audio or video faults or, you know, things that, Blu-rays fall down on that don't do as well as you'd like them to?
Probably the thing that I find is the most common, I guess, complaint that I have is the reproduction of dialogue and how dialogue is mixed within the soundstage. That's the one thing that I see, whereas, you know, dialogue should be audible, even if there are other, you know, other elements in the mix that are playing at the same time. The dialogue should always be up front so that you can understand and hear it and it's well articulated. So if there's something that I would say that I find to be problematic more so than other things, I would say that it's, you know, clear dialogue that's well balanced within the sound field. And even at that, Scott, it's not a situation where, you know, you can't understand it and it's completely muffled and things like that. But I would just like to see it be more prominent at times. So mm-hmm. I'd say that's probably my biggest gripe.
That brings to mind, of course, Interstellar, which was roundly trashed in the theater for having moments of very unintelligible dialogue, which Christopher Nolan said later in interviews that he did it that way on purpose. And I went, what? Because I was like having to strain to hear and I couldn't hear important dialogue, important plot points from the dialogue. Did the Blu-ray of Interstellar keep that? I mean, was that a big problem on that Blu-ray?
I don't know. I wouldn't say it was a big problem, but it was certainly something that was noticeable. I, you know, for me anyway, it wasn't, and I saw Interstellar in the theater as well. I didn't recall having a complaint about not being able to hear the dialogue. I remember the soundtrack being having these wide dynamic sweeps, and there were times where you know elements of the track kind of, you know, weren't, I guess, what you would consider to be well balanced, but. You know, it was, to me, it wasn't to a detrimental point. And I found that same experience, you know, when I was watching it here at home. I didn't find it to be so egregious that, you know, it distracted me from enjoyment of the film.